tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 30th of March 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, I had a very enjoyable weekend. I went to the Patriotic Alternative and Remigration Now protest at Nuneaton. It was an excellent protest. I mean, I would say there's probably about 500 people there, including the audience, as well as people from various different nationalist organisations. It was extremely well timed because there was a huge left-wing protest in London on that day, so we didn't actually have any counter-protesters. We had lots of glorious spring sunshine, a couple of short showers, very good speeches, very good sound system. And I'm not sure when the next one will be, probably in about 6 weeks' time. But I do recommend that people, if you live in Britain, try and get to these protests and show your support for them. And it's by making a noise like this that we can actually get some changes to the system. Now, this protest in Nuneaton, it was called for in Nuneaton because the Afghan rapist, who was the source of previous protests in Nuneaton, he was jailed last week. Now, he raped a 12-year-old girl and he was jailed for 15 years. So he'd probably be out in about 7 years, I should imagine. And the speakers there, there was Mark Collette, Sam Melia, Laura Towler, Steve Laws. And one of the things that people were highlighting there, they were saying, look, we want the death penalty. Bring back the death penalty. And of course, this is what Rupert Lowe is saying. He's saying we should bring back the death penalty. And that for cases like this, where this Afghan raped this 12-year-old. And people were also saying, oh, he should be deported. And the strange thing is that if he was deported back to Afghanistan, that's what they would do. They would hang him. They would hang him for this rape. And of course, because of that, the British government won't actually send him back to Afghanistan. They'll say, well, we can't send him back there because he will be hanged. He'll be executed for this. I mean, the Taliban have said, look, we're happy to take these people back and we will give them an appropriate punishment. And it's because of that that the British government won't actually send them back. And this Afghan asylum seeker, he had only been here for 4 months before he carried out this rape. He was had his accommodation paid for by the state. He had his pocket money paid for by the state. And he said that he was fleeing the Taliban, he got into trouble with the Taliban. And you have to think, well, what was the sort of trouble he got in the Taliban for? Was it for going after young girls, I wonder? Because the Taliban wouldn't stand for that. In actual fact, one of the things they were doing, they were hanging all the pedophiles before Britain went in there. And then Britain made alliances with these people that were anti-Taliban, and a number of the people that were anti-Taliban were pedophiles. They were wanted by the Taliban. That's why they were so desperate to get out of the country when Britain and America actually pulled out. So these sort of Afghan asylum seekers that we have coming over to Britain, they're not going to be the nicest of people, I wouldn't have thought. I'm sure some of them will be genuine and probably quite nice people, but a rather large number of them are going to be potential rapists because they're also 22 times more likely to carry out rape or sexual assault than the indigenous British people. So this protest drew attention to this. It drew attention to the fact that when this case happened, the police withheld the information that it was an asylum seeker that had carried this out. And of course, this was like showing a red rag to a bull, basically, because the people in the town knew that it was an Afghan asylum seeker that was being accused of this horrendous crime. And since then, they have now started releasing the ethnicity of the people that are involved in this. Strangely enough, they haven't released the ethnicity of the people that were responsible for holocausting the Jewish ambulances the other week. Four Jewish ambulances were set on fire. There was a big hoo-ha about it. There was special meetings with the British government. The American government was putting pressure on the British government to give more protections to Jews. Jews had armed protection and extra security outside their schools. And they claimed that this was something to do with the Iranians. Well, they arrested two men for this last week. We're not being told their names. They're not being charged with a hate crime. They're not being charged with aggravated by racial or religious hatred. They're not being charged with terrorist charges either. And on top of that, they're not even being remanded in prison. They have been given bail. Now, what does all that imply? Well, it sort of says to me that there is a fairly good possibility that they were actually Jews, because then they couldn't be charged with religiously or racially aggravated hatred. They couldn't be charged with terrorism. And if they're not charged with any of those charges, then they're not likely to be remanded. I mean, I may be wrong. There may be another reason for this. We shouldn't always just assume that things are what is being implied. There are always exceptions to the rule. But I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that it was actually Jews that were responsible for that. And of course, this news story has now also completely disappeared. And I went on the Christoginia Open Forum yesterday, and I really should have brought it up there, but I forgot to. So I'm bringing it up here in this podcast instead. Well, the news story that I wanted to get into today is related to what we've just been talking about there with alleged refugees raping young girls. And it does seem that pretty much every day we hear of an asylum seeker or somebody of foreign heritage raping an indigenous British girl. But it doesn't just happen in Britain, it also happens in Germany. And this news article comes from GB News. The headline is, Youth Centre failed to report 16-year-old girl's rape as, quote, Muslim boys are already under enough police scrutiny, close quote. And of course, this is the same excuse as to why the grooming gangs were not reported, because it would have inflamed community tensions. It would have given ammunition to the far right. Effectively, they're saying that they don't want to put Muslims under this sort of scrutiny because it could look bad on the Muslims. So they were frightened, basically, that they would look Islamophobic if they reported this rape. So they actually covered it up. The girl was allegedly raped by an Arab boy before being sexually assaulted by eight other individuals in a hidden section of the premises. And this is the other thing that we hear about with this. When the other boys in the community learn that somebody is being raped, instead of going in there and protecting the girl and pulling the rapist off, they seem to be more inclined to go in there and join in. And this is a huge difference between white people and non-white people. I mean, if a white man hears that a girl is being raped and hears her screaming, he's likely to go in there and rescue her. He's not likely to go in there and help out. And in the case that we had in Cologne a few years back with a mass rape of, I think, about 1,000 rather, indigenous European girls, it turned out that there was a large group of people would go on the outside and pretend and prevent anybody else getting in. So the people of North African appearance would form a circle around the rape where it was taking place. They would actually prevent other people getting in to rescue the girl, while the others in there took turns at raping her. So it does seem as if there is this tacit approval of this among some sections of the Muslim community. Well, a staff at a Berlin youth centre chose not to report the alleged rape of a teenage girl because they believe Muslim boys already faced excessive police attention, it has been claimed. Now, why would they be facing this excessive police attention? Well, it's because there's all these rapes taking place. That's the very reason why there is this excessive police attention. It's not because the police are racist, which is, of course, what everybody thinks, because that's what is implied by the mainstream media. The allegations centre on the Wutskiali youth facility in the Neukölln district of the German capital. According to the newspaper Bild, a sworn statement from workers at the neighbouring Madonna Centre supported suspicions that the alleged attackers were not reported to authorities over fears against discrimination against Muslim youths. And these allegations have been denied. So they're saying that the actual workers there have said that, look, this is the reason why this was not reported. But the community centre itself, or the centre where they were living, the management, they have said, well, oh, well, this wasn't the case. Well, why were they covering it up then? The reports describe how a 16-year-old girl of Turkish Kurdish heritage was allegedly raped by an Arab boy before being sexually assaulted by 8 additional individuals in a hidden section of the premises. So this wasn't actually an indigenous German girl. It was a Turkish girl. I mean, this just tells you that these people are opportunists. They will go after whoever is there. And I guess there is also a racial aspect to it. We have learned from these grooming gangs with the white victims. And they said that this was racially aggravated and that they would use racial slurs at them, tell them that because they were non-Muslim, this is the reason why they were being targeted. And it doesn't say here whether this girl was a Muslim, but it says she was Turkish Kurdish. I think most of the Kurds are Muslims. So this shows that they are really opportunists. And I guess you could say that because the majority of the population in Britain is white, then just because of that fact alone, it is more likely that they would be picking on white people. We don't often hear that. We often get told that it's just whites that they go after. But as we can see here, it's not just whites that they go after. They are opportunists. The document, which has been provided in both the Senate and district politicians, states that those allegedly responsible recorded the attacks and subsequently used the footage to coerce the victim. So they would have been trying to blackmail her with that and say, look, we can destroy your reputation with this. You have to do X, Y, Z for us. The group is also said to have made efforts to convince the girl's younger sister to meet with them. And this is another way that they will operate. They will try and coerce these girls into bringing other girls there to be raped. And we know that that went on with these grooming gangs. They would try to get them, like it says here, they would try to get their younger sister or to get their friends to come along and also be raped by the grooming gang. A transcript of discussions between supervisors at the facility obtained by the German publication reportedly contained the statement, "Intimacy in the premises of the youth centre is permitted, even between girls and several boys." Now, what do they mean there? Do they mean that it's permitted for a girl to have sex with multiple boys in the facility? Or do they mean that they know about several of the boys have intimate relations with somebody in the facility centre and some of the girls? I mean, it looks to me as if they're saying, oh, yes, it's quite normal for there to be group sex, a group orgy at the facility. Bear in mind, these are going to be Muslims that are there. I wouldn't have thought that having group orgies was a normal cultural activity of theirs. I would imagine that's something that they've just started doing once they're in the West. And if it's a youth centre, I would suggest that they certainly shouldn't be allowing that. They should actually be keeping the girls apart from the boys. Markus Ogel, who leads the CDU parliamentary group in Neukölln, condemned this approach, saying, "You cannot create spaces for intimacy in youth centres simply because Muslim youths are not allowed to do that at home. That is unacceptable. After all, we are still talking about minors." And this is it. They're talking about people that aren't supposed to be able to even consent to having sex if they're under 18. I mean, I don't know that, that's for certain in Germany, but that seems to be what's implied here, because they're saying that they're still minors. I know in America the age of consent is 18. Over here in Britain it's 16. As I say, I'm not sure what it is in Germany, but this seems to imply that they were still minors. So they shouldn't have been creating spaces for intimacy in youth centres anyway. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean that they've got a room there with a bed in it? And when the kids turn up to play table ping pong and American table football, they've got a room with a bed in it for them? I mean, that sounds really, really suspicious to me. Employees reportedly informed the social services coordinator that the incidents needed to be reported to police. However, the coordinator allegedly declined to do so out of concern that it would marginalise the perpetrators. And this is what we see again and again. It is, they see it as being more important to protect the perpetrators of these rapes than it is to protect the victim of the rapes. And also, I think, I mean, as it says here, they were concerned about the public image of the people that are carrying out the rapes. I mean, everything about this is back to front. It's the same as what happens in Britain when the people that are complaining about being raped, they are the ones that get sent to jail for complaining about it. And the people that actually carry out the rapes are protected by the police, as happened in that other news story where the police covered up the fact that it was an Afghan refugee that carried out the rape or had been alleged to have carried out the rape. And they covered that up. So you can see why people look at this and they say, well, the police and the establishment are cooperating with one another to cover this up. They're conspiring to actually cover up these rapes and cover up the fact that these rapes happen by illegal asylum seekers. I mean, I think it's getting better in Britain now. They are now saying, well, you need to report the ethnicity. But Rupert Lowe asked the other day in Parliament, could they have the details of the number of rapes and sexual assaults that have been carried out by the refugees? And I think Jess Phillips answered him and said, well, we don't have that information. And even though we are able to get that information, we're not going to. And I should imagine her reason for saying why she's not going to will be, oh, for community cohesion. We don't want to give ammunition to the far right. People will take the reports out of context because it will only be a small number of people that have been raped. Of course, even if it is only a small number of people that are being raped, it's only a small number of migrants that are actually here. And when you look at the numbers that are actually happening by compared to the number of the migrants, as I say, you come out with things like Afghans are 22 times more likely to rape and sexually assault than the indigenous Britons, even though the actual gross number of sexual assaults might be smaller. And as I say, the majority of the people in Britain are still white. So you would imagine that the majority of rapists would actually be white. But when you look at grooming gang activity and gang rape activity, then it's non-whites that are vastly overrepresented in this. And I should imagine that's what just Phillips is thinking. She's thinking, oh, no, we can't bring out that information, because if we look at it per by percentage of the population, the general public will see that this is horrendous, and there's a horrendous amount of this going on. If you go by the percentage of the population that these refugees actually make, if you look at it per capita, then per head, then it's only a small number. But if you look at it as specifically just looking at rapes that are gang rapes or grooming gang rapes, then it's massively overrepresented by non-whites. And if you specifically look at refugees and the percentage of sexual assaults and rapes per number of refugees in the country, I think that figure would be absolutely horrendous. As I say, we hear of these rapes going on pretty much every day. You hear of a rape or murder that's been carried out by an alleged asylum seeker, and yet I forget how many there are in the country. There's only about 40,000 that come in every year, so there really aren't that many of them in the country for there to be a rape or a murder carried out every day. The sworn statement claims she expressed the view that the Muslim boys were already under enough police scrutiny and that she wanted to prevent a general suspicion. And this is terrible, because if there is a heightened risk of some kind of hazard, then you want people to be generally suspicious of anything that might cause that hazard. So if there is a suspicion that there is a high amount of rape that's going on with one particular community, you want to tell people that, because then they'll be extra careful when they're around that community. And that's what should take precedence here, not the feelings of the people in the community, not the fact that there might be some people in the community that would never dream of raping anybody. Because if the converse happens, if people aren't suspicious and if they aren't careful, then you're going to end up with people being raped. Surely it's more important that people are not raped than it is that people don't have their feelings hurt. We have this completely back to front. As I say, this is in Germany. This isn't in Britain. It's exactly the same that happens in Britain, happens in Germany. The Berlin Senate Department has confirmed there are no official guidelines or regulations governing relationships within youth centres. Yes, but should there be a room put aside in there, a secret room for the minors to be having sex with one another in? I don't think that's covered in the guidelines either, because people just, it shouldn't be something that people would even entertain doing. Left Party youth councillor Sarah Nagel has firmly rejected suggestions of a cover-up. Of course, she's a left-wing. Stating, as of today, I would like to make it clear there was absolutely no attempt to cover up the allegations. Well, why did all the workers in the youth centre then sign an affidavit saying that there was? She insisted the perpetrator's background played no role whatsoever in how the incidents were handled. Well, why wasn't it reported then? They just decided they weren't going to report it. No reason, they just decided that they weren't going to report that the girl had been raped. The youth facility has now been permanently shut down. Ms. Nagel stressed the importance of creating safe spaces for young people. And you look at the arrogance in that, the hypocrisy in that. She stresses the importance of creating safe spaces for young people after covering this up, the fact that this girl, this wasn't a safe space for this young girl, was it? Because she got raped. She declared sexualized violence and the patriarchal structures that promote it must be consistently countered. A patriarchy would prevent this sort of thing from happening. A patriarchy is like in Afghanistan, where they would hang people for doing this. That's what the patriarchy does. The patriarchy protects women from this sort of thing from happening. And people that abuse women, sexually abuse women, pedophiles, rapists, in a patriarchal society, they would all be executed by the state. And yet, according to this left-wing politician, it's the patriarchal structure that promoted this. It's not patriarchy. It's not linked with patriarchy. It's linked with the Muslim community, and it's linked with illegal immigrants in particular, these sort of things happening, gang rapes. Berlin's governing mayor Kai Wegner has demanded a comprehensive inquiry into the matter. Writing on Facebook, he warned, if it turns out that the rape of a 16-year-old was deliberately covered up out of a misguided sense of cultural tolerance or for partisan political reasons, there must be consequences. People who cover up such things have no place in public office. The events in Neukölln must be fully investigated. There is no cultural discount for criminals. The protection of the young woman is now the top priority. And that's what it should be. And that's what it should have been all along. But they are effectively saying that because it was Muslims that carried out, we have to be concerned that other Muslims that might not actually be rapists, people might be suspicious of them as well. But of course, that's the way things should be. If there is a risk of a hazard occurring in a particular situation, you want people to be wary of that situation. And we don't tell people to be wary of that situation, especially not in Germany. I've seen the propaganda that they put out there, and it will be to warn girls about predators, and it will show you a white predator with a brown girl being sexually assaulted, as if to say, well, it's the brown girls that need to avoid the white men, and it's not that case. It's the white girls that need to avoid the groups of brown men, and in this case it was this Turkish Kurdish girl that really, I don't know how this could have happened. I mean, she would be more likely to know what these boys were like, but it still happened, and then they were trying to blackmail her with it. They filmed it, and it was the same case with this Afghan that just got 15 years in Britain. He recorded this as well. I mean, these people that carry this out, they don't really seem to think very far ahead. They just seem to live in the moment. So they will actually record the evidence of their rape, which will then get used in the trial against them. And yet they'll still deny that they carried out the rape. And they'll also blame the woman, as we've gone into before. They will believe that it is the woman's fault because she was walking around naked, because she wasn't covered up, because she talked to them, and that aroused their passions. And they've never had to deal with their passions being aroused before because they're always surrounded by women that are covered up. So it's not something that they have learned how to deal with. So they will blame the woman for this, and it happens again and again, and it just shows you these cultural differences that there are. It's incompatible to bring in people like that into the West and to expect everybody to just get along, because there are our women, our daughters, our children will be victimized by them. And instead of warning them about this, we say, well, that would cause Islamophobia against this group. That would cause people to be wary of this group. Well, people should be wary of them if there's going to be a high chance that they could end up becoming a victim in some way. Common sense would tell us that we should be warning children about this, but we won't do it because we will run the risk of breaking the speech laws there and say, oh, well, you're inciting hate against this group because you're saying there's a higher chance that they could be raped by them. But, I mean, that's what the facts are, isn't it? That's what the facts tell us. They tell us that Afghans are 22 times more likely to carry out sexual assault or rape than the indigenous British people. Anyway, it's a great shame that this is going on. It's the shame of Europe, really. And people need to get out and protest against it. And I will put the details of the next Patriotic Alternative National Protest on the website, as I did for this Nuneaton one, as I did for the Warwick one. And after this show on the Radio Albion stream, we will have the PA review stream with Mark Collette, Steve Laws and Laura Towler discussing the protest at the weekend. That will come up straight after this on the Radio Albion stream. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.